My brother, start cleaning those tires up.
Don't drain the time. Remember, they fan out down there. So protect that bottom. Sunday drive.
All right, boss man. Hey, the car's off. Be ready.
Right, bud, be ready. Gas that bitch up.
Ready. Green flag. Green.
Welcome, everybody, to the Inside Pass, our very first episode in syndication. And we are so glad that everybody can tune in for it. We got a full house of people tonight. I almost missed Peter for a second, but now he wouldn't have a seat anyway.
Yeah, so we can do this in the room.
It's not that he's not a matter, but he will be back next week. And so we'll welcome Peter back next week. But in the studio tonight, I have Tom Baker to my right, who is always part of our show. Over in what is normally Peter's seat, Noah's sitting in that seat tonight because we have two really great drivers in our studio tonight. Howie DeSavino and Jack Wood from GMS Racing. Howie's going to make some starts for Jordan Anderson, so we'll get to talk to both of them. I'm determined to get them to fight tonight. That is my goal in life.
I was going to fight Howie for my seat back, but then he started talking about how much he like benches and all this different stuff, and I was like, heck no, never mind.
See, Jack has a tag team partner because Layton's behind me, so if we need to make a 6-man tag or something, I'm sure Chris will love to fight too. But they're going into Bristol, so I need to create a rivalry going. That's my whole goal for the night. But we'll talk to the boys about their seasons. Jack's getting ready to do full-time GMS next year, so we'll talk to him about the full-time ride. Hopefully how he starts that he's going to make for Jordan Anderson will turn into a full-time truck ride next year. So we'll talk to those boys a little bit later on as well. So we got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. We missed a couple of races. The beginning of the playoffs at Darlington, they're getting ready for the final race, the first round at Bristol this coming weekend. So we'll break down both Bristol and the Richmond race, as well as talk about what we're looking forward to at Bristol. Four drivers battling for the right to not have their season end, at least in hopes of a championship, and some very good drivers in that mix too that have to basically win this Saturday night at Bristol, which is going to make for a very, very interesting race this weekend. A lot of F1 news coming out as well. Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton, speaking of, I guess fighting, not really fighting, but fighting on track. And so we'll talk about that as well. We've got some local news too. Some on the tragic side and some, just grassroots type of talk that we're going to talk about tonight, too. So we thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, and we are going to do that when we come back. This is the Inside Pass presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life, and we will be right back.
Do you love the sound of high revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
What an awesome game. What's up?
with your car?
I don't know. It won't start.
How are we getting home?
Chill. My parents signed me up for the roadside assistance from Lewis Meineke. It was free with my oil change. They'll come and get the car started or get us home and tow the car to the shop.
Good to know. With my driving, my parents never know what to expect.
When you join the Meineke Car Care Club with a $35 preferred service, you get 4 free months of roadside assistance, including tire change, battery jump, lockout service, towing, and more. Contact Lewis Meineke, located on Route 1, or call 827-2054.
When do you think of a plumber? Like most people, even if it's an emergency, you can be confident about who will arrive to help you. For quality and reliability, count on someone you can trust. Call on the plumbing services of Hague Quality Water of Maryland. Plumbing doesn't have to be an emergency. We handle all kinds of preventative maintenance, too. Hague Quality Water of Maryland is family-owned here in Annapolis since 1993. For a refreshing choice, call us at 888-84-WATER or visit us online.
Hey, I'm Howie DeSavino, and you're listening to The Inside Pass.
It's almost as if we planned that. Welcome back to The Inside Pass here in syndication. Howie's in the studio. We're going to talk to him in just a second about his starts he's about to make for Jordan Anderson Racing. And Jack Wood is also here in the studio from GMS Racing, and he's getting ready to embark on a full-time ride next year, and we'll talk to him about that as well. But I guess we'll start with trucks, and we'll start with the boys since they're already in the studio. Howie was here first, so we'll start with him. First come, first serve.
That's right.
That's how I'm going to do it. Plus, he's sitting close, so he can punch me, whereas Jack has to get up. Howie, talk a little bit about the announcement you guys made last week or so that you're going to make some starts for Jordan Anderson coming up here. Bristol and what's the other track?
Vegas,
yeah. Go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
So we talked a little bit with Jordan, and we just decided that we were going to make these two starts coming up, which is Bristol and Vegas. Really excited to go to Bristol. I've never been to that track, never been to Vegas. So it's going to be an awesome time for us to make our starts there.
Well, you said you've never been to Bristol, or you've never been on the track before. Have you ever looked inside of a cereal bowl? Because that's pretty much what Bristol is like. Just looking down, yep, that's pretty much what... if you put your Hot Wheel in a cereal bowl and spin it really fast, that's exactly what it's like going around Bristol, or from what I've heard.
Bristol's a half mile. When you get down to a quarter mile, now you're getting to a third mile, that's cereal bowl territory. It's kind of like Bowling Gray.
Well, that depends on what kind of a cereal bowl you eat out of.
That's true. I mean, I eat out of a big enough cereal bowl for it to be Bristol, but that's, you know... It's a whole other topic of conversation, but it's great to see you getting this opportunity. You had your last start, actually, I think it was at Texas, right? And that was like out of the blue. That wasn't something you had planned. That was kind of a last-minute deal that happened for you there.
Yeah, Texas, I got called on Monday, and he said, hey, I don't want to do double duty there. It's going to be really hot. And I said, all right, cool. So he said, grab your suit and then come to the truck. I said, all right. So drove up there around 9 p.m., And we worked on the truck all night, and then we showed up to Texas that Friday or Thursday, and we just ran the race, and we had a pretty good finish. We started in the back, unfortunately, and we finished, I think it was 23rd, so it wasn't too bad. It was a pretty good day for us.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. Jack, it's good to have you here as well. And for those who don't know, Jack is 21 from California, first year driver with GMS Racing. Talk about what it's been like for you to step up into the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series this year, Jack.
Yeah, it's been a big change. Running the, you know, prior to this, I was running the ARCA West Series, and it's a whole different world out here. You know, the competition level takes a big step up, and then, you know, especially for me, going from a family-owned team to now running for a Chevrolet-backed team is definitely a big change. And you know, my role really took a big swing from working on the race cars to now just focusing solely on driving them. So it's been a great experience so far, and I'm excited with the progress we're making. So,
well, you kind of have a little bit of an advantage because you're driving for a team which obviously has four other drivers in there, yeah. You know, that you can lean on for advice. Whereas with Howie, it's pretty much just Jordan and, you know, the small team he's got that's working behind the scenes. But for you, you know, you're able to go to, you know, Tyler Ankrum and, you know, guys like that for advice. The guys that have been not only in the Truck Series but with GMS for a couple of years now, and even, you know, Sheldon Creed, who just won the championship and is now, you know, solidly in the next round of the playoffs. So how much do you lean on those guys for help when you go to tracks you've never been to?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, you have Sheldon, who's, you know, won a championship, and Zane, a lot of guys over there with a lot of experience. But, you know, I think there's a lot of help in-house at GMS, but also just with Chevrolet in general, and the help we get from Josh Wise and stuff is really big, and working with Scott Speed as well. So there's definitely a lot of resources to pull from being in an organization like GMS. And for somebody like me, who basically every single track on the schedule this year is a first time for me, and, you know, that's not even including the fact they don't get practice or qualifying. So having those kind of resources and different brains and drivers to pull from is a really big help with my growth. So.
Now, we should point out that Jack brought his PR guy with him. Leighton Sabile is in the studio, too. And Leighton just got a big promotion, went up, you know, to went from JD Motorsports to GMS, and, you know, cool big, and wanted to make a great first impression on us by making sure that he wasn't late getting Jack to the studio for next week's show. So they walked in, and so we just added him, but, you know, it's...
It's better to be early than
better
late.
Better to be early than late. Right. It was a whole week early, but we're glad to have Jack here. And
we're fresh out of sleeping space in the studio, late. So yeah. We're going to have to sleep in your car.
Yeah, so thanks for being on time, Leighton. We appreciate that. Noah's uncharacteristically quiet over there. Put him in the corner, he doesn't talk. What's going on?
I feel so, like, different over here. I'm not used to it.
There's like a big computer here.
Chris still cuts his mic no matter where he is.
Yeah, I'll still get muted at some point tonight.
He's still rocking the Cowboys hat even though they lost.
You know, that's when you're supposed to rock it to show that you're a true fan. Yes. Right? They should have won.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Anyway, back to racing.
Yes, back to racing.
What's the thing you said that it only counts on horseshoes and hand grenades?
Hand grenades, yeah. If only they had a kicker. But
well, they have one, it's just not very good.
It's not very good.
One that can kick.
So, yeah, it's good to have both drivers here, and, man, there is so much to talk about. Playoffs, man, playoffs. I mean, this has been crazy.
That is very true. I guess we'll talk a little bit about the NASCAR playoffs. We had some audio we wanted to play, but, you know, since everybody's a week early, I guess we decided we can't put the audio now. But nonetheless, we might get to it if we have a little bit of time later on the show. But there are four drivers that are on the cusp of being kicked out of the playoffs by virtue of the bad finishes the last couple of weeks. Alex Bowman, William Byron, Michael McDowell, and Tyler Reddick. Tom, if you go back to when the playoffs started, who would have thought that two of the Hendrick drivers, the most dominant organization in NASCAR this year, would have two drivers on the cusp of not making the next round of the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's why they run the races, though. And that's honestly why I like the playoff format, because I feel like it just adds so much intensity to it. You got to bring your A game every week. And Alex Bowman was the first to admit that, you know, right now, his position that he's in is his fault. When you slap the wall on lap 7 at Darlington, and, you know, mess up your race car, that's, you know, and he's very, you know, very reticent to take the blame for that. And so he's got to go out now and have a great run at Bristol to keep himself in it. And I think he can do that. And you're right. It is just, that's how this playoff deal rolls.
Yeah, and I want to add to that you think about, like, William Byron and the place that they were recently, where they could have had third points in going into the playoffs and had those bonus points that they needed, and they fell off. They've been falling down a hole even before the playoffs started, so now they've got to get themselves out of that hole, and he's been in this situation at Bristol before. It didn't work out for him last time.
I think
time.
He was in the deal with Alex, though, wasn't he, at Darlington?
Oh, yeah.
Did he catch a piece of that? Yeah, so that's...
And Alex puts a lot of blame on himself for that.
Right, so I'm saying
that.
Well. Yeah. But again, that's why they run the races. You just never know what's going to happen. That's what's so cool about this format.
Bowman's actually tied with Kurt Busch, I believe. They're tied going into the round, and Kurt, you know, obviously had his wreck at Richmond. Yeah. So took him out early in the race. So it's going to be interesting. Bristol is obviously one of those tracks where anything can happen. You get into trouble very, very quickly. And so, you know, especially with the penalties that the Hendrick guys have been going through lately. I mean, you know, Kyle Larson this past week started dead last and came through the field. So, you know, if one of these guys happens to catch a bad break with, you know, the technical inspection, have to end up starting in the back of the field, that could be, you know, there could be detrimental to their ability to make it through to the next round. All four of these guys, pretty much except for Bowman, have to win in order to get into the next round of the playoffs. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. So the next gen had its first official real test this past week at Daytona. They took, 8 cars, 10 cars, each driver from each of the organizations was able to go out and run Daytona as kind of like a draft test with a bunch of other cars. This is the first time that the next gen car has had a multi-car test since the car has been incepted. And a lot of the drivers are pretty impressed with the way that the car handled. But I want to get you guys' thoughts. The driver seems so impressed with the car. Noah, do you sentiment those?
Yeah, I mean, words? There's still some work to be done. Obviously, some more testing to be done. But it did look better than I expected it to. With the videos that we did see, there was a lot of similar looking racing to what we have right now. I heard a lot of drivers talk about the steering. They got to really fix how sensitive the steering is, because once they get a bunch of cars out there, you definitely don't want to lose the car in front of everybody. So there's still some work to be done, but it was good to finally see those cars on track with one another.
The cars do look cool. I will admit that. We're starting to see some of the paint schemes for 2022 with the new bodies on them, and they definitely do look really, really cool.
Yep.
And so it would be interesting to see how that all transpires. When we come back from break, I want to ask the two boys about sim racing, because that seems like a big thing that a lot of the newer guys in the field are doing. We'll talk about that when we come back. More of the Inside Pass right after this.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners, advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes on Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Hello, race fans. This is Chris Wright. Thanks for listening to these guys. Some great radio hosts. You're listening to the Inside Pass.
Welcome back to the Inside Pass, part of our brand new and improved syndication format. Randy Miller, Tom Baker, Noah's sitting in Peter's seat tonight because Peter's got a class thing going on. Apparently, schooling is more important than the show. Chris is pushing buttons for us. Justice is behind him, but he'll be taking over the reins here in the weeks to come. We've got Jack Wood and Howie DiSavino here with us, and they are going to be driving at Bristol this weekend. But I wanted to talk to you guys about iRacing. I know Layton's sitting behind me, and I know he's a big iRacer, so that means Jack obviously by default has to do some sort of iRacing. Howie, do you do any kind of iRacing at all, like not only the sim practicing for the track, but also just iRacing in general?
I only go on to test the track that I'm racing at.
Okay, so you're not that big into it the way that...
I'm not that big into it. I also don't have a whole rig. You know, it's more just a desktop. I mean, Jack, do you have a whole rig?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So, I spent a lot of time on that like? Thing. A lot of time.
So there's a big difference there. You know, when you just have a table, it's not as fun.
Doesn't seem
maybe
as fun.
Maybe that's why I'm horrible at iRacing, because I don't have like the whole rig.
I don't know. Casey Irwin races a desk, and he does pretty well.
So does Garrett, I think. Garrett Smithley.
The Groot started out with the same steering wheel on the thing, but now, of course, he's won 50,000 iRaces, and now he has a full 18-wheeler type rig. Yeah. He's high.
But I'm just bad at it.
Whatever, anyway. But it's interesting because you come across some drivers, you know, like Howie, who say, oh, I only do the simulation when I need to practice for a race, and then, you know, guys like Jack who do it, you know, in their leisurely time, but... Does it, I mean, maybe you guys have differing opinions. Does it help either way? I mean, whether you do it all the time or you just do it for fun?
I mean, so with the Chevy program, we spend a lot of time on there. Like about once a week, everybody will get on. So it'll end up being like 12 or 15 of us. And then, you know, I spend time on there by myself. But getting ready for different racetracks we've never been to before. You know, the biggest problem with iRacing is the tire model, right? And it's the same way for the Chevy sim when we get on there in Huntersville. And, you know, iRacing might miss that a little bit, but the elevation changes of the track, where the grip's at, all that kind of stuff is, you know, damn near exact to what it's like in real life. So for me to be able to get on there, and, if, you know, I can run 2,000 laps for free and not buy tires and no fuel. So it's a huge, huge asset that I've been able to take advantage of just getting ready for these races. And that's on a training side. And then, you know, you get on there for fun with buddies, and that's a whole different deal. But, you know, just to be running laps around different racetracks, then also, you know, racing situations as well. So it's a big help.
How did you begin your racing career?
I started really late. I started when I was 13 years old. It was more in the arena racing series. I just went to a Richmond race, saw these little arena cars, which are basically like bandoleros. And I was like, all right, I want to get into that. And then I was 13, got into it. So I started really, really late, and then, you know, made big jumps to late models and then to ARCA and then straight to trucks. So my whole career has been pretty quick.
So a lot of these NASCAR tracks that you guys are going to are brand new for you. You've seen them on TV or whatever, but you've never actually been, like, made laps at these tracks.
Yeah, I think that Jack and I are in the same boat, you know. We both stepped up to the truck series this year. We both ran ARCA against each other plenty of times before, and... So we haven't really been to all these big tracks besides Daytona, probably.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I want to know just how it's been with the lack of practice. I mean, you know, usually in seasons past, you jump in, you get practice, and you get some additional things as a rookie. And then this year, it's like, hey, welcome to the series. Green flags in the air. Good luck, you know.
It's actually weird. I like it.
Yeah.
Because then it really just shows you that you have to fire off really fast, and then that's when the sim, you know, really comes in for you, is that you know how far to drive, you watch film, you do all that stuff. So I don't mind not having practice, because I feel like I would overthink it. If I did have practice, then I'll start slowing up, personally.
Jack, what's your thought?
I hate it. it's so, you have no idea how hard it is, and I'm sure Howie can say the same thing, but I mean, it's like Darlington 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. I mean, it's probably one of the toughest tracks on the schedule, and you know, your literally first lap ever is starting 15th inside row, and there's 40 trucks barreling off into turn one.
Or 27th.
It's tough. I mean, it's, you know, all around, it's tough. So hopefully they bring back practice next year, but it definitely makes making that step from ARCA to trucks just that more challenging. So,
I bet it's got to be, you know, it makes the learning curve quicker for you guys, because, you know, not having the practice and qualifying, you don't have 3-4 hours, you know, 2 days before the race to make adjustments. And you guys have to learn how to communicate with your crew chief on the fly and get things done in a, you know, during the course of the race, and do it quicker so that you can be competitive toward the end of the race. It's got to be much more challenging doing it that way, especially for you guys being rookies, because you don't know what the truck's going to feel like yet. So you don't have that prior experience of, you know, last year's race or earlier in the spring's race or whatever to tell your crew chief, oh, I was doing this in the spring. You don't have those notes from the spring. So it makes that learning curve a little bit quicker, I assume, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Jake, you too?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Jack, what's your background? What got you interested in racing? And kind of walk us through.
Yeah.
Your...
So my story is, I would say, pretty similar to most people. But, you know, as you know, racing's a pretty big family sport. And
sure is.
My grandfather raced, my dad raced, my cousin raced.
Oh, wow.
And I kind of followed the footsteps. But started off racing go-karts when I was like 5 years old.
Two-cycle? I guess back then it'd be like a kid cart.
It was a kid cart. Yeah, it was a kid cart. So, and I did that for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, but it was never something serious. It was just kind of something fun like I do in the weekends. And then I kind of took time away from it for a couple of years, played baseball, soccer, all that kind of stuff, and was really bad at it. So I said, let's take another let's shot at racing. And, you know, got into legend cars and late models. And, you know, ever since then, just making the steps up the ladder. So, but 100% paved oval, short track racing, never any dirt or road course stuff. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So I got a lot to learn with the way the cup schedule is going. So,
yeah, man.
Running the ARCA series, I mean, I know ARCA East runs some dirt races. So have you guys ran the dirt before in the ARCA car?
I have not. I ran Knoxville in the truck, and then I've done some different tests at, like, out at Millbridge and up at Friendship. So, but besides that, just about nothing.
Wow. That's impressive and interesting all at the same time, because, you know, especially we talk about this year, you know, not having that practice and qualifying, you got to find other ways to get the track time in. You know, without being able to have practice and qualifying. So that's pretty interesting. So let's talk about 2022 for a second, because I know how you don't have a firm 2022 plan yet, but Jack does. He's going to be full-time in the GMS truck next year. I know you're already excited for 2022, but you got to get through the rest of 2021 yep. first. But talk a little bit about how that came about and getting ready for next year.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we've shown good speed this year so far. I mean, definitely have ups and downs, and I've had races that have not been too good, and then races that I felt like were pretty strong.
Walking so, unexpected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
she's a rookie.
Ups and downs, but, you know, I think everyone at GMS was happy with how the performance was going, and they wanted to welcome me back, but, you know, I think getting a deal done so early in the season and being able to release that and, you know, and towards the end of August was when we ended up finalizing that deal. So it's good for me just to be able to know that I have a seat for next year, and I can really just focus on these, you know, final six races or so, and you know, then take the whole off season and focus on next year. But it kind of takes a lot of stress off my shoulders, and be able to just focus on the right stuff, finishing off this year strong. So
Howie, I know you've got the races coming up with Jordan. Any plans, any talk about how might happen next year?
Honestly, that's all I got so far.
Hey,
I don't have anything else.
At least you're not going to lie and be like, yeah, sure, but I'm not going to talk about it right now because everybody hates when racers yeah. do that. But I think, you know, just not having the seat time, I think, you know, you go out there over the next few weeks and, you know, just kind of just keep it off the wall, obviously, you know, stay out of trouble. And I think you'll get the good finishes. I mean, obviously, you know, the Truck Series is a very competitive series, but, you know, you've got basically one group of people who are fighting for the championship and the other group just trying to survive and, you know, just make a name for yourself in the Truck Series. And I think that's really all it takes is, you know, these days is just kind of show that you can keep the equipment running and, you know, be able to pull it, you know, drive it back on the trailer at the end of the night, as they say in dirt racing. And you know, that's the most you can say for somebody who's never, you know, been at that track or done, especially a track like Bristol, but you can get you in trouble in a hurry. So, I think that's probably going to be the best, you know, best outcome you can look for is being able to drive it across the start finish line at the end of the race. So, speaking of 2022, the 2022 schedule should be coming out here this week, as per Adam Stern, saying that the schedule was close to being finalized. Don't really know a whole lot about the Truck Series or Xfinity Series schedule. We've heard rumors on the Cup side that Pocono is losing a date in favor of Gateway. Mm-hmm. And that the Busch Clash is going to be ran at the LA Coliseum, which seems very interesting to me. And I know Tom is reaching for the buzzer right now. Tom, what are your thoughts on LA Coliseum?
Now, keep in mind,
LA Coliseum is a lot like Bowman Gray, you know, if we're talking about, you know, short track kind of things. But I don't know. I think it's interesting to say the least. Whether it works or not, who knows? But.
I don't get it. I just this one puzzles me. You know, here's this event that, I mean, when NASCAR first started this, I think it was 79 or 80, it was strictly for pole winners, and it was a really quick sprint race. And it was designed to be just sort of this cool little thing that you do to start the year and get things going. And then they expanded it to include, like, half the rest of the field, you know. And kind of, in my opinion, they ruined it at that point. But then why are you taking this to the LA Coliseum? What are you trying to do here? Like, is this just, like, let's go, you know, put on an entertainment thing for the LA fans. I mean, why don't we just do a street race out there somewhere? Like, I just don't know what NASCAR's goal for this is. It's not a long race. So unless you're going to make it a longer distance event, I don't get it. Yeah, if you do, you're taking away the clash.
And then we're hauling everything out there.
And then back to Florida.
Right.
You know, I thought they were actually going to try and do, I was thinking maybe it would be like a truck race or something just to, you know, to mix it up. And I mean, I'm not saying the idea is terrible of doing something at the Coliseum, though I don't really know why you wouldn't just come to Bowman Gray. It's the oldest NASCAR track on the schedule that's right here at home.
Better bring the last generation cars. Don't bring the next generation.
Well, I think that's what they were talking about, was running the current car at the Coliseum. So I don't know. I'm just confused. I don't really know what they're trying to do there.
You don't need them anymore.
Right. We'll get y'all's thoughts on the Gateway thing here a little bit later on, too. We'll have more with Howie and with Jack as well. We'll be back with more of it after this.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes. On Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Lynette. You're not making it work on the outside. Make sure you listen to the inside pass.
Welcome back to the Inside Pass, our brand new syndicated format. For all of you guys listening to us, wherever you may be listening to us from, if you miss any part of our show, you can catch it everywhere, literally everywhere. I've actually signed up to more other like podcasting distribution places over the last couple of weeks. So if you can search for it somewhere in your search engine, you will find the show. Give it a listen and join us every week from here on out.
Also, follow us on all of our social media as well. Yes. The Inside Pass.
It's the letter Inside Pass on Twitter and Instagram. The Inside Pass on Facebook. So make sure you give us a follow on all of that as well. And we also have a brand new redesigned website, which I actually did more work on over the weekend. I added our brand new logo, which is nice and shiny, and we thank the fine folks that helped make that logo and make all of the things, all the cool things that you see on the site. There's also a blog page, which will have articles written by Noah, Peter, Nick. If any of us write articles, we'll put them on there too. And I'll try to do like a weekly, you know, news recap blog every week to put on the site as well.
And of course, the big mothership is being launched as well, Steering Wheel Nation. So if you're on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, it is at The Wheel Nation. Give us a follow. The website going to be up in about 30 days or so, and it's going to be a cool site, and we'll have all of the shows on that as well. So at The Wheel Nation.
And we'll talk more about that in the weeks to come as well. And we also, of course, are presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. So I know Jack's got to scoot out of here as soon as we get done with this next long segment. So we're going to spend a little bit of time to get to know these two a little bit better. We had a little game we were going to play, but Tom doesn't have it with him. But I think we can make these up as we go along.
Oh, I can definitely. I can go all day. So, this is what you want to do.
So it's kind of like lightning fast, whatever, lightning round type of thing. So we'll let Tom start, and then I'll just kind of, you know, chime in, and Noah can chime in if he thinks of something that he wants to do. Remember, the goal is to fight. That's the whole point. We're trying to create a fight atmosphere. They're going to Bristol. We want blood.
Okay. I was actually telling Jack this story. So we got together at Phoenix, and and so
yes, here it comes. Yes.
So basically, what happened was
this was all planned.
There was like 30, 14-year-olds that were at that race, and they added Jack and I into this Instagram DM, right?
Oh my god.
And they were saying, like, to me, like, Gustine's better than you, Jack's better than you.
Oh wow.
And then people were saying Howie's better, and then they're like, y'all should fight. Oh. And so I just asked him about it. I was like, hey, do you remember that? And he's like, no, I never saw it. I said, oh, okay, because I didn't figure you were mad after the race because you never came up to me. So it was 100% a racing incident, but, you know, I guess that we've always had a rivalry going on. So it's one of those funny deals.
But if Jack didn't see it, did it really happen? See,
I promise you it happened. I read it.
It's like he was prepared just in case he came in with a grudge.
Okay, so here we go. Some rapid fire here. Pineapple on pizza. Yes or no, Jack?
No.
Howie?
Yes.
See, we've got the fight already. Okay. You can keep three apps and only three apps on your phone. That's it. Jack, which three are you keeping?
Tinder, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Tinder.
Howie.
That's awesome.
Tinder.
It took him a while. I was like, wait a second. Hold on.
I had to hear that twice. Howie, you're not keeping Tinder, are you?
Oh, no, honestly, I don't really care for social media, so I would take none.
Oh, wow. Well, okay.
That's actually good. All right, so vacationing, are you going to the mountains or the beach, Jack?
Mountains.
Yes.
Mountains.
Yes.
Okay. Like Noah, you got one?
Not yet. Keep it rolling.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. So you get to play one CD and only one CD for the rest of your life. Jack, what are you playing?
Go to him first.
Wow.
It's like a Jeopardy question.
They're looking at each other going, what's a CD?
I was about to say, if you could, so young,
how about
you
Spotify?
One artist on your iPod.
One artist on your iPod, but you got it. It's the same album.
Chris Stapleton.
Oh, okay.
Country boy. Yeah, now, like Howie, you're from the country, so yep. What are you going to say?
I was actually going to say Brantley Gilbert.
Oh, okay, so we got a couple of country people here.
I was at the Luke Combs show Saturday night in Raleigh.
Oh, you were?
Fantastic concert.
I was there Friday night.
Oh, did you go Friday night?
Well, I made the stupid, impulsive decision to buy a ticket like an hour ahead of time and then wake up at like 8 a.m. and drive to Richmond. But
Is it good?
It was great. Yeah, it was worth it.
Fantastic concert. Yeah. All right, so now I just lost which one I was going to say. So good. Thanks, Luke Combs. Appreciate it.
Favorite movie, Jack?
Interstellar.
Ooh. Wow, that's random. Howie.
We're the Millers.
Ah, I like that. I like that show.
Man. Why am I not surprised how he said that?
My last name is kind of like my family, too. So if at the end of your career they make a biopic about your career, who will play you in that movie, Jack?
Wow.
Either Leonardo DiCaprio or Tom Cruise.
Wow.
Well, Tom Cruise would be fitting because he's done racing movies before.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, there you go.
Now that also does that.
Oh, my gosh.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Oh.
I
don't know.
You don't eat ice cream?
Not much.
Oh, you poor deprived child. Wow, what are you missing? Favorite meat, Jack?
Meat.
Steak.
Steak.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure you were. Okay.
If you came with a warning label, what would your warning label say, Jack?
Oh, jeez. I can't get myself in trouble, so I got
to. Yes, this is a family show. Yeah. Got to be a family tagline.
Layton's got
excessive
five
burst
here.
Of energy.
That's all right.
Yeah, excessive burst of energy.
Excessive burst of energy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pass on that one.
Because he doesn't want to get himself in trouble.
He's like, I haven't even made my truck start yet. Hold on, let me get through my truck start, and then we'll talk about it.
Worst subject in school. I know you're both graduated.
Science.
I mean, considering I had a 1.8 GPA, I think all of them were.
Everything He's but like, lunch and phys ed.
The subject of talking about school is what I don't like. Oh, that's interesting. Nothing, Noah.
Noah, give us something.
All right. If a top tier cup team, I'm going to do a little bit of racing. If any top tier cup team were to offer you a seat to drive for them, which cup team would you drive for?
Wait a minute. Keep in mind, GMS has a Cup Series team next year. So
GMS. I say GMS.
I was wondering.
I'll go with Hendrick.
Hendrick?
See, this is why Layton came so early. Because he's primed for the GMS Cup deal.
I love where Layton sat.
He stood up in the back and he pointed at his shirt, right, so I didn't say the wrong thing.
We're about to test how well he does his PR work.
He's back there. Every question, it's like, don't answer that one.
I've only been an employee for about a month and a half. Don't get me fired before I even begin.
Do either of you follow the NFL?
Barely.
Barely?
Like, barely, yeah.
What sports do you follow other than racing? Racing?
Just about racing,
I'm saying
maybe a little bit of college football.
I was hoping there might be like a Giants fan.
Well, I was thinking
San Francisco Giants, maybe the baseball.
Favorite non NASCAR driver.
There you go.
Favorite non NASCAR driver, Jack.
Oof. Probably either George Russell or Max Verstappen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I love both choices.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
You don't have a favorite non-NASCAR driver?
I don't.
Or I mean, look, here's the thing. Like, you're a part of Fit Stop Performance.
He's about to teach and learn.
We got Justice Calabro. We got Hunter Smith. We got all these guys in Fit Stop, and you can't come up with one Fit Stop driver to say is your favorite
so that you can plug
the brand.
Hunter Smith as a driver.
He's been a driver. He was a driver before he got into fitness.
Yeah, I'll just go with Hunter Smith.
Yeah, there you go. I got to teach you how
take
to
the
like,
easy,
you know.
Take the easy way out. Why?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was fun.
Good stuff. So let's talk a little bit more, I guess, about 2022. We mentioned LA Coliseum being a home of the Busch Class next year in rumor. I quote those in quotation marks. But Gateway is supposedly going to get a date from Pocono, and I'm excited about that. I always thought Pocono was a boring race, and they had the doubleheader that they did for 2 years, and it still didn't work. So I'm glad that we're going from a long, boring track to a shorter track, because I'm all about short track racing. Noah, what say you, since you haven't spoken in 9 minutes and 42
seconds?
Yeah,
you know, I did ask the one question. No,
barely.
I know, it's so weird for me not to talk to. It's just seat,
I'm
telling
you. Peter's chair,
yeah,
he turns
it's
into Peter.
Seat, right?
Although when Jacob Seelman used to sit over there, he never stopped talking,
that's true.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm impartial. Now listen, I did want Gateway on the schedule. I do like that. I am all for it. However, Pocono, I did kind of like the doubleheader where they had to like use the same cars and then you had guys wreck and then you're like, oh, they got to go to a backup and start in the rear and stuff like that. I did like the format that they'd done, but I'd rather see a doubleheader with maybe IndyCar there or some other series there and do it that way.
I love this. I love the Mattioli family and I don't want to insult them. I agree with you. Pocono is just boring. It's just that it's one of those tracks that just the racing's never good. And so I'm happy to see Gateway get on the Cup schedule. And I'm hoping that eventually we see more tracks like Gateway on the Cup schedule. So I'm excited about that. And I think I think Pocono having one race is good because it still it gives everybody in the Northeast that other opportunity to see the cars and see the racing. But yeah, I think that's a great change.
All right, well, let's switch gears and talk about Xfinity for a little bit. Noah Gregson working on two in a row now. As we get to next race is the is that the end of the regular season for them?
Or
the,
it is.
Yeah, it Bristol. Is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Noah now solidly into the playoff run, and they've got momentum, which is something we talked about with Ryan Blaney. He won two in a row before the playoffs began. So I mean, is he now going to be the favorite going into the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I would say the guy,
he was the favorite at the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
so.
I think I picked him to win the title. Yeah. The current guy on the hot streak's always the favorite at that moment. Right.
And,
but here's the thing about Noah. Noah's a very emotional guy. Oh, he yeah. runs on emotion and it's kind of the extremes, right? So you give him a couple of wins in a row and give him that confidence, and he's going to drive with just that little bit of extra, you know. And so, yeah, I certainly think he's a very dangerous guy going into the next few races here.
And that team is very championship caliber team. We've seen them do it with a number of drivers. Yes. And so when they're striking at this point of the season, it's really going to be something to watch because, you know, like you said, Tom, a few weeks ago we were talking about AJ Allmendinger as the favorite because of the hot streak that he was on. But you're right. Noah is a very emotionally driven guy. Things like saying good job to him around the track just is big for him. It's huge. And so I think that extra motivation is going to show a lot for Noah. And the one thing I do worry about, though, with this is that if there is a bad race, a crash or something like that, I hope it doesn't take him way down, you know, and kind of because it's not continuing that streak of good runs.
Well, it also helps that you have a ride for next year already, you know, locked in, so you don't have to worry about trying to audition for a ride. And so, going back to Jack for a second, because I know he's about to get out of here, but, you know, Jack, we talk about, you know, Noah Gregson already knows what he's going to do for next year. You as well know what you're going to do, so you don't have the same mentality as a lot of the other guys on the track having to audition for rides. You already have your ride locked up. So does it make it a little bit easier knowing that you've got that kind of like, you know, taken care of now, and you can just focus on winning races and just doing good instead of auditioning for next year?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think with any professional sports, there's a lot of stress and pressure involved. And if you can take that away, and signing a contract is one of the ways to do that, it helps a lot. And, you know, me and Noah are pretty close friends. And I think, you know, him and that number 9 team are peaking at the right time.
Yep.
And you can see in his personality, I think he's going to, you know, take that team to hopefully a championship. So.
Well, Jack, I know you got to get out of here, so best of luck in your races the rest of this year, and good luck next year. I'm sure we'll have you in the studio again at some point in time over the next
Good luck on the Tinder side of things, too.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to step aside. Howie's going to stick around for a little bit. We are going to take a break. We'll be back. More of the Inside Pass rolls around right after this. We'll be right back.
Here's an important message from Rad and this station.
Hi, this is Bob Sheehan from Blues Traveler for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. I like to party just as much as the next guy, maybe even more. But the one thing I won't do after I've had a few is get in the car and drive. Don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Motorsports Sales Professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded. Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444. Or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com. You want to ask for Sue.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including front and rear skid control, and four 20-minute in-your-car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444. Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park. The Performance Motorsports Network is a compilation of shows about motorsports. From technical to controversial to just fun, everything you like about racing and gearhead stuff is right here on one internet channel. The Performance Motorsports Network. Tell your friends about it.
I was going to have a surprise for Noah, but when I sent the file to Tom, it had an expiration date, so I'm going to have to resend the file. But it has a nice little surprise for Noah that hopefully we'll have next week.
Next week, yes.
On the show. So
a surprise for me.
Yes.
That's so scary.
Our show is presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, and Tom knows the exact way to help somebody out if they are just tired of their job and want to try something new.
I forgot. You say it.
Mike, what? I was like, what?
Uh-oh.
Like, how do you forget? You've done it for the last 17,000 years. You can't forget that.
So here's the deal, folks. If you're looking for a career change, whether it's a first career, a third career, a fifth career, it doesn't matter. If you're looking for a change in your career, My Computer Career may be your answer. IT training is very, very popular right now. And the truth is that it's still one of the fastest growing industries in this country and really probably across the world as well, and expects to be right through the 2020s into the 2030s. So here's how you can join that field. Just go to mycomputercareer.edu. Now they have you could go through and take their free career evaluation test. If you decide that you want to go ahead and get the training, it's really simple to do. You train 1 to 2 days a week online. That's it. And in as little as 4 to 6 months, you could be on your way to a brand new career. They have financial aid available if you qualify, including the GI Bill. And when you're ready to enter the workforce, they will work with hundreds of employers to get you placed. So it's a tremendous opportunity. They're a great company, a great school to go through. I've talked to their students, some of their students that have graduated. I've talked to some of the professors, and I will tell you, they're as much a mentor as they are a trainer. They really want you to succeed. So just go to mycomputercareer.edu. Training for a better life. You don't have to be a math or science whiz or a computer whiz. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
And when we come back from break, we are going to talk a little bit about a weird story that I found online that I think is interesting that everybody's probably going to freak out about. But we'll talk about it when we come back. And we've got Fantasy NASCAR 2. We'll be back with more of the Inside Pass right after this and syndication. We'll be back.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's three world world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including front and rear skid control, and four 20-minute in-your-car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444. Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's an important message from RAD and this station.
Hi, this is Bob Sheehan from Blues Traveler for RAD, recording artists against drunk driving. I like to party just as much as the next guy, maybe even more. But the one thing I won't do after I've had a few is get in the car and drive. Don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
This is Justin Locke, and you're listening to the best guys on the radio, The Inside Path.
He's become a cattle man these days. He's not really doing a whole lot of racing anymore. He does some desert racing, but he's working on his cattle farm now in Texas.
Yes.
So I keep up with him all the time. He misses racing, and he had the opportunity to do some ARCA West racing at the end of last year, but chose to stay home with the family instead. So got to commend a guy for wanting to be with family instead. But
yeah, absolutely.
He misses the races and hopes that he will be able to come back very soon. So I found this interesting story. It's out of actually Chris's home state of Ohio. Out of Cincinnati, a man named Jasmine Ibera apparently died in a car accident, but then showed up at his front door because police mistaked his identity with somebody else. So the crash happened on Ohio State State Highway in Ohio. He was rear-ended by a semi-truck and actually thrown from the vehicle. Police said he died on the scene, and then, like, 4 hours later, he ended up at his front door, and his family's like, what are you doing here? And the police, you know, they called the police, and they're like, oh, well, we accidentally mistaked him for somebody else. We're so sorry. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Yes.
So they...
The range of emotions you go
through. Exactly. Well, I'm trying to
wrap the head around
how this happens.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean... How do you get a guy's identity wrong?
He had a 9-year-old daughter who they had to pull out of school to tell that her father had died in a car accident, only to find out later that he showed up. And
That poor kid.
Yeah.
I mean, his last name was Okim Okimpohijo. It's not like Smith, you know what I mean? Like, there's not that many people with that last name in the world. Like,
So who was the guy that died?
It doesn't say. They haven't. I guess they haven't notified his family yet. So he can't be notified yet. But it's just a crazy thing. Like, you know, like I could only imagine, you know, having that happen. to my family.
That's and, for the Ohio authorities there. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm
sure in the back of Chris's mind is thinking, well, that happens all the time in Ohio. So.
Yeah.
You don't have
to. What do you know about this?
You don't have to have
you know anything? Got any insight? I mean,
no education necessary to be a Ohio patrol officer, obviously.
This could
you can have 1.8 GPA and still be able to.
This could explain why the Bengals are so bad every year.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back more of the Inside Pass. Fantasy and NASCAR coming up next, and we're going to play the audio when we get back, too. We'll be back with more Inside Pass next.
Parents, your son or daughter has had their license for a while now, but you want to make sure they're prepared for any situation they may face on the road. High school driver's ed doesn't teach them to drive defensively. They need to be prepared for any highway emergency. For less than a month's insurance and a whole lot less, BSR instructors at Summit Point Motorsports Park in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, will teach your son or daughter how to respond instantly and positively to unexpected situations on the road. BSR's specialized accident avoidance training teaches swerve to avoid maneuvers at highway speed, ocular driving, which focuses driving attention on ways to avoid accidents, vehicle dynamics and feedback, skid control and skid recovery, threshold braking on straights and progressive braking on curves, and off-road recovery techniques. This is stuff driver's ed simply doesn't teach. So call BSR today, 304-725-8444. Give your kid the skill set needed to drive safely and responsibly on the highway. That's 304-725-8444.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right, it's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes on Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Welcome back to the Inside Pass. We're going to move Fantasy NASCAR from a little bitty one-hour show to our two-hour show. It's the same show, so why not? I don't even know why I said that. Anyway, the standings right now.
No, neither.
You say a lot of things.
I do say, I know. I don't even know why. Even breathing sometimes. But I don't mean it like that. But anyway, that's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant.
Really look at your shit.
All right.
How I'm breathing, not why I'm breathing.
God. Now we know why he's reading about Ohio. Car crashes.
Well, I was trying to keep up with family members back in Ohio, but I don't even know why I do that either, because that's not even worth my time. Anyway, so Fantasy NASCAR is we've got one more race before the official NASCAR cutoff to what, 8, right? 12, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
We started with 16. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I'm thinking about Xfinity and trucks.
You're right. That's 16, 12, then 8.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Yeah. Obviously, you didn't go to school in Ohio. So, anyway.
Do you want me to jump across the table?
Chris, whatever. You agree with everything Chris I say off air.
He's going to start muting you like he does me.
Chris resembles that remark.
I'm switching microphones tonight to confuse him so he can't mute me as much, but I think he'll probably still end up doing it.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can do the show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Randy.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
Moving right along, Randy.
Fantasy NASCAR. Who are you guys? So we've got all three series in action this weekend at Bristol, Trucks, Xfinity, and Cup. So we'll go. Hold on. Let me pull the sheet here. We'll go in reverse order. Since Tom is last, he gets to go first this week. All right. So Trucks, Xfinity, then Cup.
Well, we're at Bristol. And so thankfully, Kyle Busch is not starting in the truck series. Because now everybody else gets a chance. So I'm going to go with his truck anyways and go with John Hunter Nemechek in the trucks in Xfinity. I believe what I see, man. Noah Gregson for the triple. And in the Cup Series, boy, I'm feeling William Byron this weekend in the 24. I'm feeling Byron, yeah. Carrying on the 24 tradition at Bristol, Byron for the win.
Hopefully Byron feels Byron this weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Chris, you're up next. Your picks.
In the trucks, I will go with, as much as I like you, Howie, I'm going to have to go with Sheldon Creed. Xfinity will be Daniel Hemric. And Cup will be Joey Logano.
Oh, that's actually a really good pick, too. All right, so I'm going to go next. And for trucks, I'll go Sheldon Creed as well because, like Tom said, you know, you struck with Iron Tot. And Xfinity, I'm going to stick with Justin Allgaier because I feel like it's at some point Justin's going to get a win here. And Cup, I'm going to go with Kyle Busch for the win.
At Bristol. In a Cup car.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I like to go on that 2-inch limb. All right, so...
it's about four for Kyle.
Right. Noah, you're next.
All right. I'm also going to go. I'm going to go Howie in the. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go John Hunter Nemechek in the truck series.
I'm sorry.
John Hunter Nemechek in the truck series as well. I'm also going to go with the Noah Gregson train on Bristol for the momentum that he's running right now. And I'm going to go with another Busch. I'm going to go with Kurt Busch getting the job done at Bristol this weekend.
Nice. All right, we'll get to Peter and Seth's picks later on.
I got you on now, actually.
Oh, you do? Okay,
he's going John Hunter Nemechek, Allgaier, Kyle Busch. So I think that's the same as you, right?
Isn't that? Yeah.
Howie, do you want to make your truck picks?
Yeah.
No, I'm all right.
In the truck series, I pick me.
I already read the whole room, and I feel like I know where everyone's at, so I'm just going
to
be quiet.
We've all got you to finish second.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. We're all battling for points, so we can't
photo finish.
Right, we can't go photo quite. Finish. Yeah.
We can't go all out there just yet. So, what about in the Cup Series? I mean, who do you like in the Cup Series?
Oh, so honestly, with the season that Kyle Larson's had,
See, that would be my fight is between Larson and Byron. I just feel like Hendrick comes back at Bristol, but I just think William Byron.
It's really hard to pick a winner if it's going to be a Hendrick car because you have two of them that need to win.
Well,
and two of them that, you know, are already in. Well, yeah.
Bowman,
well,
really?
Chase isn't actually in, but I guess he is.
I think it's funny because they were asking Bowman, you know, you're fighting Kurt Busch going into Bristol right there at the bubble. How do you feel? And he's like, oh, yeah, I feel great that a six-time winner at Bristol is the guy I'm tied with right now. Like, that just gives me very, you know, a lot of peace of thought, right? So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see that battle between those two that are on the bubble right now because Kurt is usually strong.
Well, we have some audio right of the drivers in the playoff bubble. Can we play that audio clip, or do we have it?
Which one?
The one of the playoff drivers, the drivers on the bubble.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's play that clip. Sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to throw you off guard.
We're just trying to keep him on his toes tonight.
We struggled to start, and then we're really good at the end of stage two, and didn't make any adjustments, and we're really bad at the beginning of stage three. So, just set of tires that didn't agree with our race car, and got a lap down there, and hard to overcome that. So, bummer for all of our guys. I feel like we did a good job throughout the course of the race, getting our car better from where we started. Just obviously didn't end where we needed to end. So the only person that I can be frustrated with is myself for hitting the wall early last week. I mean, I think that's what it all comes down to, and I feel pretty responsible with the 24 on that front as well. So. I'll take the blame on that one. All the haters on Twitter can come at me for that because that's my fault. I just drove it in the wall really early and just made a mistake. So I think if we have a day like we should have at Darlington, we would be fine right now. And am I frustrated? Yes, but what am I going to go do? Cry about it for the next 7 days until I go to work at Bristol? Like, I'm going to go home and drink some beers tomorrow afternoon and then study for a week and try to haul at Bristol.
you know, unfortunately, sped on pit road and then sped on my speeding, and, you know, it's an indication that we missed it on our lights, because, you know, the first time I could see maybe a mistake, second time I was well under my lights and still was speeding, and then the third time I was well under and still speeding, so we must have had something wrong with the configuration, but, you know, we had an opportunity to fix it, and I didn't fix it fast enough.
I thought we could be solid tonight. We ran top six all day in the spring and finished seventh. And we were really bad, and I was really bad, and it was all terrible.
Tough night for sure. It does go without saying, but for certainly is disappointing to have gotten these first two races of the playoffs off to running worse than we've ran all year long, front to back, honestly. That in itself is just, you know, really, really, really bad to begin with. But what almost makes it sting even worse is finally getting the car driving the way it needs to. But at the point that we did is after stage two, the cautions, you know, had really come and gone. You know, everyone's cars ran pretty good. Stage points were claimed. And so, yeah, we just never really caught a caution. Had good speed with couple lap fresher tires to drive up towards the top five, but a little too late, too late, unfortunately, and that can be the story at Richmond.
And then do you feel like that's kind of a product of other guys, you know, finding a little speed for the playoffs, or is that just something that you guys are lacking on over these two races?
A couple guys certainly have done a good job of getting it together at the right time, but I think we're only really talking about, I mean, maybe the 4 and the 10, the Haas cars. Everybody else is running about like they kind of have been. So I don't think anything really has changed. Again, it's just tough and disappointing when week in and week out we've been capable of some pretty good consecutive top 10 pace. And we had it again tonight, but, you know, we didn't get a chance to capitalize on it at all.
We struggled to start. And
okay.
The one thing I take away from that is when Noah was yelling in the microphone, I remembered there was a character on Saturday Night Live, and I think Will Ferrell played the character.
Yes,
there was a very like loud monotone character. I can't think of the name of the character.
I can't
but
either. But I know
that's
what
exactly what
about.
I remembered whenever I heard that sound. Not to pick on Noah, but
No,
we would never do that. That's not the kind of show we have.
No.
But what I take away from those drivers, Tom, is the fact that they're all like the sentiment's all the same. We have to go out there and we have to win. We don't want to get ourselves into this hole, but unfortunately we did. Now, in the case of Alex Bowman, he's just going to drink his life away. But everybody else is planning on going out and studying and getting better. I mean,
no,
I know Alex.
He was going to have beers then study.
He was going to have beer then study. Like, he's going to remember that.
Makes him study better.
But nonetheless, I think the sentiment here is, you know, everybody must win. And it's a must-win situation for everybody. So
yeah, I just, which driver was it that was, the car is bad, I was bad. Yeah. It's just all, was that Byron? Yeah. like, gosh, man. Just
blame it on everybody.
Yeah, it was just bad. Yeah, but see, this is, again, we're into it now. Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal. It's the end of the first round, so you got to be on it this week.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back
Bristol,
more
baby.
Of the Inside Pass right after this.
When do you think of a plumber? Like most people, even if it's an emergency, you can be confident about who will arrive to help you. For quality and reliability, count on someone you can trust. Call on the plumbing services of Hague Quality Water of Maryland. Plumbing doesn't have to be an emergency. We handle all kinds of preventative maintenance, too. Hague Quality Water of Maryland is family-owned here in Annapolis since 1993. For a refreshing choice, call us at 888-84-WATER or visit us online.
Here at Lewis Meineke, we're more than just your average car care center. Hey, it's Dave, your neighbor from Lewis Meineke. Whether you need an oil change, brakes, tires, or anything under the hood, we've got you covered. Take advantage of our free check engine light service as well. Yes, free. And don't forget about our free shuttle service. Never stress, we'll take care of the rest. On with life. Give us a call at Lewis Meineke, 302-827-2054.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorcustomtrailers.com.
Do you love the sound of high revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Always count on Chris to come through in the clutch with great music for our ring entries.
And John Fogarty's good any time of the day.
That is exactly right. Welcome back to the Inside Pass. Brandon Miller, Tom Baker, and Noah sitting here with us, and Howie's here as well. Howie DeSavino, by the way, for those of you who haven't listened to the first hour and 15 minutes of our show.
If you haven't, what's wrong with you?
Peter will be back next week. He had a meeting for school because, like I said, I guess education is more important than our show. So yes. I'll talk to him about that when he gets back. Anyway, Tom wanted to
priorities, man.
Yes, so Tom wanted to talk to Howie about something else that's very, very important, aside from the truck starts he's about to make.
Well, you have a little extra motivation, I think, for these next couple of races. For those who don't know, we'll let Howie kind of tell the story, but your mom has been sick for quite some time. Talk a little bit about that and kind of what your family has been through with that for the last handful of years or so.
Yeah, so when I was 13, I started racing, and then right when I turned about 15, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So it took a big toll on the family, and, you know, we went to all of her we did a lot of like medical stuff for her and this and that. And unfortunately this past month, I've been up in Virginia for about a month and a half, and it's her final days. So, I just told her, I said, hey, you know, she told me no matter what, she wants me to run Bristol and Vegas if she is dead or not. Right. So, you know, it's a very big thing for me to run these races, because when I did say goodbye to her and told her that I need to come down to Carolina and train, she just told me, you know, she really can't talk much. She hasn't eaten in 40 days. She can't really talk much, and she just said pass them all. So I have a lot of motivation based off of that, and everything that, you know, our family's been through for the past almost 5 years.
She's been so supportive of everything that you've been doing with the racing. You know, despite everything that's been going on. And of course, for those who don't know, you relocated here to the Mooresville, North Carolina area for racing a few months back. And then, as you said, you've been back home for the last month, kind of helping to take care of her. And so, but now you had to be back down here. So, you know, she obviously was very concerned that you get back on the track and kind of not let her situation slow your opportunity to race down, right?
Yeah, 100%. She's always been that type to where, you know, even when I was little, you know, she always put us kids first, right? And, you know, she's honestly one of the best moms that, you know, have been out there. One of the toughest person I ever know. Yeah. So, it's just one of those deals where, you know, she told me to go run Bristol in Vegas no matter what, and we're 3 days away now to
from Bristol as we record
from,
this show.
From Bristol. And it's just one of those things to where, you know, I'm going to have a lot more emotion. I'll be driving with a lot more emotion this race than what I would when I was at Pocono or Texas or even Richmond.
And you're running for Jordan Anderson. And basically, you know, that's like family. You know, Jordan really kind of runs his race team that way. You know, he and John Bomarito, just great people. And, you know, the folks that he's got on the team, talk a little bit about the relationship with Jordan and the opportunity that you've got racing with him.
Yeah, so ever since I've known Jordan for about 2 years now, and he's been very, very awesome and very supportive. So he knows about everything going on with my mom, and he just told me that, you know, if you need anything, you know, I'm here for you, and we'll make sure that they have a fast truck for Bristol and Vegas. And so even earlier in the season when I was running for him, you know, he always gave me tips about, you know, what to do at a track. Just he's also a very awesome owner.
Yeah.
Well, I think his whole organization has come, you know, almost a 180 from years past. I mean, you know, he started the Xfinity team this year, had the unfortunate circumstances at Daytona, but then having different drivers in that car, I think it's not only made the Xfinity program better, but I think it's also made the truck team better because he's got all that knowledge of these guys coming in. You know, the veterans of the sport and the rookies of the sport coming in and just having that different mix of different, you know, ideas and thoughts on the setup of the truck and the setup of the car and things like that. I think it's really made the organization better. And those trucks and cars are really, really getting fast.
Yeah, it's one. I'm really happy with it based off of what I saw at Richmond, with us racing with him. And then from Texas and Pocono, I really felt like that we had a lot more speed at Texas and Pocono, and that, you know, we were able to hold positions and take the positions more. I feel like, you know, at Richmond I had to play a lot of defense, and at Texas and Pocono I was really on just offense. I wasn't really on defense at all. So I really think that the truck program's going into a really, really good way, and I think that the Xfinity program is too.
What was the race where you lost the power steering? Was that it?
That was at Richmond.
Richmond, yeah. What was that like?
Not a place where you want to lose it.
I had no power steering for about 50 laps.
Oh.
And it was just one of those things to where, you know, on lap three, my arms got really tight. And I was like, wow, well, you know, hopefully I can hold it. And then with three laps to go, I came on the radio. I said, how many more laps do I have? Because I just wanted to mentally prepare for myself of what I have to do, because I was going to finish that race no matter what. I had to finish that race because, you know, you already spend that so much money, you got to finish that race, right? And so he said three more laps. I said, okay, great. So I added up. I said, that's like nine more turns, I'm all good. And then we finished the race, and I had a dude hold up my phone to my ear because I could not move my arms at all. And I called my mom and was like, hey, this is what happened, you won't believe it. So it was definitely a different experience.
Yeah. So at that point, how much do you commend the training and things that you're going through and putting yourself through?
Fit stop.
Well, I'm sure Hunter called at 6 a.m. and right. said, come on, let's go training again. He's like, I don't want to. I've already even done my training
before. Or he was like, yeah, you better be glad we worked on that.
Yeah, I actually called Hunter as well, and I was like, hey, man, I was like, you won't believe what happened. And then he was like, what's up? I said, I lost power steering. He said, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. He said, like, oh, for a few laps? I was like, no, not just for a few laps, for multiple.
Like 50 laps.
And he's and like, then, but you were prepared for this.
Right? And then I was like, well, obviously our training's working.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then he was like, well, that's great news, because I didn't know if you can tell me that our training's not working or if it is.
I want my money back.
Yeah, basically. And I was like, no, we're doing really good, because that's obviously good. You prepared me enough to be able to handle that.
That's a challenge and a half, man.
Yeah, I've drove a street stock on dirt for many years and lost power steering several times, and it's not fun.
I was on the side of an interstate once. I was with some friends, and the car ran out of gas, and so everything locked up, and there were people behind, like, pushing it, and I ended up being the person for some reason I was the person elected to drive when I probably was adding extra weight for them to push. But Anyway.
Well, that was probably about 50 cheeseburgers ago.
So yeah, well, it was. So, but that was interesting because I'm hearing turn, and I'm like, this is too early. And then I start turning. I'm like, okay, I understand now. So, yeah, that's fun. Funny. I can't imagine doing that in a race car.
Well, imagine that, Howie, that, you know, guys like Cal Yarborough used to run the Daytona 500 with no power steering. Like, it's just unbelievable how those guys ever did that back in the day. But, yeah, that's amazing. Well, real quick, any sponsors, anybody to thank? Talk about who you want to thank. You got a couple minutes here to.
I have to thank, you know, my sponsors from the very start is Buzz Plumbing, Heating, Air Condition, and Electric, Keys Travel, Azalea Realty, Keys Barbecue, and Mass Mutual Greater Richmond. You know, they've been with me since the start, and they keep on, you know, coming back to us. So I'm very, very happy and blessed that, you know, they partner up with us to let us run these truck races. And it's not many truck races, but it's more truck races than what most people get, so.
How do people follow you on?
I know you're not a social media guy, but
but you have it.
You have them.
Yes, I have. I have social media, but I'm just not very good at it. So you can find me on Twitter at HDSavino. You can find me on Facebook at Howie DeSavino Racing Team, and on Instagram it's just Howie DeSavino, all put together and no capitals.
So knowing you're not the social media type, I assume you're not doing the TikTok or the Snapchat or anything like that.
You want to do everybody a favor and spell your last name?
Yeah, it is kind of a weird name. It's DISAVINO.
Yeah, and the S is capitalized, but of course on social it probably wouldn't be. So
that's also his Tinder. His Tinder profile is under the same.
I don't think how he has a Tinder like Jack.
That's Jack Wood.
I think in all the years I've been doing radio, Jack is the first driver who's ever mentioned a Tinder.
I said at least
account.
He's honest.
I would never say that. But
then,
you know, on radio.
Then we were told in commercial that he has a girlfriend, so I'm a little concerned.
Not anymore.
If he really wanted to be funny, he would put Howie's face on his profile so that.
Well, it would be funny to Howie, but
no, it would be funny to Howie. But I'm saying, Jack really wanted to pull a trick. He could probably
well,
go.
If you put my face on it, he would get girls. It's part of it.
More so than
that's called a catfish.
More so than the girlfriend he doesn't have now.
They call it catfishing.
That's very true. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about F1 and we'll talk about IndyCar as well. We've also got some grassroots stuff to talk about. Some ARCA and Ryan Preece won another modified race. I'm hoping that if he doesn't go back to Cup next year, he goes back to the modified world because that would be a huge boost for the Wheeler Modified Tour for sure. And then we've got some news out of one of our local dirt tracks that happened. Stupidity type of story, but we'll talk about that when we come back from break as well. And our last little discussion of the day, another team is going by the wayside, which begs the question, you know, why is this happening? Why are more of the underfunded teams going away and selling their assets off before the next-gen car comes into play? And we'll talk about that as well before we leave here today. So this is the Inside Pass presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life. And your life will get better in about 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your street car on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including front and rear skid control, and 4 20-minute in your car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444, Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park. Motorsports sales professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded.
Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444. Or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com. You want to ask for Sue.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Performance Motorsports Network is a compilation of shows about motorsports. From technical to controversial to just fun, everything you like about racing and gearhead stuff is right here on one internet channel. The Performance Motorsports Network. Tell your friends about it.
Hi, I'm Reed Sorensen. Racing has been a part of me and my family for as long as I can remember. I had to make tough choices early on to get to the top. It took hard work and dedication. But it's those tough choices that help me prepare for challenges I would face as a Cup driver. Make the right choices today and be ready for the challenges tomorrow. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, my name is Eric Jones, and you're listening to The Inside Pass.
Welcome back to The Inside Pass.
What's that?
As we welcome you back, our first episode in syndication. It's episode number 230 overall, but episode number one in syndication. Randy Miller, Tom Baker, Noah's here. Peter's not, but Peter will be back next week. Chris is pushing button for us. And Howie DeSavino has been so kind as to sit in on the show with us tonight and be kind of like a co-host to us. As he is about to embark on a journey to Bristol, the late great Coliseum, or last great Coliseum.
I was going to say,
whatever,
Bristol's
late great,
not
last
dead.
Great. Well, I mean, back in March, it was kind of dead. It was covered in dirt, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But
not the LA Coliseum either.
A rare Thursday night race for you guys, right? Are you guys racing Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
After the
Arca
race.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So a very weird kind of format this weekend for those guys. I think they do it every year, but it's just kind of weird to see a Thursday night truck race. But I'm all about weeknight races because it reminds me of Thursday night thunder. So it'd be good to see the trucks at Bristol on Thursday night. So
I disagree because I can't get down there till Friday.
Well.
They should change the whole schedule because of that.
If it was a different Noah, maybe. But
it's
you,
on
yeah,
TV, son.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
hit
tune
record.
In FS1, you'll catch it.
So over in the IndyCar world, Alex Palou won at Portland. Therefore, he extended his point lead. Tom, are we looking at the eventual champion of the IndyCar series?
Oh, boy. I don't know. It that changes by the race, it feels
it
like.
Does.
But I will say, though, I mean, he was basically out. Like lap one, I mean, they had that awful start that I don't even know what that was, where, you know, five or six of them piled in, and you know, so I don't really know, but the recovery was fantastic, and Alex is just such a talented young racer, and Chip Ganassi, that team right now feels like it's championship caliber. So I would say, again, the favorite is the hottest one at any given moment. So I would say Alex is the favorite at this moment.
Noah, thoughts?
Yeah, no, copy-paste. I know I say that sometimes, but honestly, copy-paste to those remarks, because Alex has really just shown up and really been able
really
to put together.
You're today, aren't you?
I am, yeah, I am, you know. But and now I'm back in this seat over here, so I've been moving musical chairs around the room. So, but I agree. I really think that he's definitely got a shot for it, and the season that he's put together has been really, really strong.
I think the IndyCar series as a whole has just been so much more exciting this year than it has in years past. We've got, you know, multiple different winners, a bunch of first-time winners. Just the excitement of the racetrack, just, you know, the excitement around Nashville. You know, Portland is a fantastic track. I love the, you know, the airport setting of the track and things like that. I think it's just a really cool just vibe that you get out the IndyCar series this year.
And it's just unexpected. It's not what we're used to seeing. You know, you won't see Scott Dixon's name until you get to fourth in the standings, wow. right? You know, so, and you don't see Will Power's name until you get to eighth in the standings. And it's like, these are guys that you're used to seeing up in the top three.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's really just shaking everything.
The top two in the standings right now are Alex Palou and Pato O'Ward. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I just think it shows you the talent, and it also shows you the parity
yeah.
that that currently exists in the IndyCar series.
And definitely. The competitiveness.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, parity. Yeah,
yeah
it's
sure.
it's the deepest field that we've had in a good long time as yeah. far as competition level. And boy, these talented young racers like Alex, and I mean, we had Rinus VK for a good bit there, and you know, and Pato, I mean, that's the series is in great shape, I think, for many years to come with the talent that's coming up through. And talk of some folks maybe coming from other parts of the world to compete next year in the IndyCar series. And I mean, I just, you got some guys in Indy Lights, Callum Illett, that's made his
yeah.
debut. That Callum is just a really talented young racer.
He's got an IndyCar ride for next year, doesn't he?
I don't know if that's been confirmed, but I do know that he's definitely in the Indy Lights deal. And again, you know, you get a few of those guys mixing it in. Boy, oh boy. I mean, there's almost more talent to fill rides than there are rides for the talent. So if we can get a few more teams, we'll really make it awesome.
That is true. You want to talk about copy and paste, to, you know, using the phrase. If you talk about F1, you pretty much copy and paste everything we just talked about with the IndyCar series.
Young Coast Racing is who he's racing for.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is that confirmed full-time? Wow.
I thought it was confirmed. I reached out to get him on the show, so hopefully he'll be on the show.
That would be great.
Week, so.
Yeah, Callum's a really, really talented young racer. Yeah,
there's a lot of talent Indy Lights.
Sure. You were talking about F1.
Yeah. You know, we copy and paste what we were just talking about with IndyCar. I mean, you know, the talent level, the excitement surrounding the F1 season this year, the multiple different winners. I mean, pretty much everything we just talked about with IndyCar is applying to F1. And you've got this rivalry between Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton.
Boy.
You know, the wreck they had this past weekend that, you know, where Max ended up on top of Lewis's halo, and you know, luckily the halo was there, or we could be talking about a much different situation.
Yes.
Because it was a very scary crash.
You know, watching that crash this weekend, I said to Peter, I was like, this season is one of the seasons that in 20 years, or maybe even closer to that, we will have a movie made after. Like, you know, because it reminds me of, like, the movie Rush, where you have Nikki and Jane, and, like, that whole, you know, kind of scenario. So, I don't know. It's just, it has been a
all
very
racing movies you picked. Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, that's Formula One, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, we'll give you that. Just realism necessarily wasn't. But,
right.
Okay.
But I still feel like this season with those two and the competitiveness, and then especially when we see what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's storyline in the making for a film or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting to me because that race, it comes on at a time when I'm in church. So I didn't see it live, but I went back and saw the footage of the crash, and it was just like, I mean, I know that, you know, there was the lap one deal where Max, you know, and Lewis got together and Lewis ended up off the track. But if you look at just that, the second crash that took them both out, it amazed me that there was even a penalty given for that, because when I watched that, you got Lewis coming out of the pits, and he came straight across the track.
Yeah.
And at that moment, you got Max with the left side tires off the surface. Like, Max was giving him way more room than he probably had to. And Lewis was trying to crowd Max out. You could see going into the corner that Max's front bumper was almost up to the left front tire of Hamilton's car. Lewis gave him no room to race whatsoever. They crash, and then Max gets a penalty, and everybody blames Max. It's like, I don't know what they're looking at. Like, I'm missing something here. Because normally, if you show a wheel, you know, and you've got a wheel up where the other driver knows you're there, you got to give the guy a lane to race. And Lewis clearly did not do that. So I'm thankful to Almighty God above that Lewis is okay. You know, but as far as I just don't get the penalty, and I don't know what the F1 steward saw there that I apparently didn't. I sometimes think that they just simply don't want side by side racing in F1, because it seems like every time we get wheel to wheel action, somebody gets a penalty for some sort of, you know frivolous thing
or that. Yeah, no, I completely agree, and I won't even get started on my resentment toward a lot of the calls that Formula One makes, but it's just, you know,
it's all another show.
This is racing still. Like, we got to remember that these guys are supposed to race each other, and so I think sometimes we forget about that in Formula
One.
That's very true. Circling back to Portland for a second, the ARCA West series ran that Portland track too, which was a very good race. Taylor Gray ended up winning the race, but he finished in third. Which was completely weird to me, but Jake Drew actually crossed the finish line first.
Yes.
And Eric Nascimento crossed second. Yep. And then Taylor Gray crossed third, but he ended up winning the race. That's the craziest thing I've heard in quite some time.
It's an ARCA West race. it's kind of, it's like, he's
good. That's our show. Good night, everybody.
Expect the unexpected in the ARCA West series. I really don't even understand all the circumstances of that. I tried to read about it, and I just couldn't figure out why. You know, how that happened, but congratulations to Taylor. I think that's his first win in the ARCA West series anyway. So, but I feel bad for Jake Drew and Eric Nascimento because I don't understand what happened there.
Supposedly they passed through a turn, I think.
Okay. So is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, turn the article two, I think, saw.
Was it a time penalty?
Didn't
yeah, it was a time.
Yeah, that's what they would have done. Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, the article I read didn't give that detail. Yeah. So okay, so
I think it was updated later in the day.
Missed a corner. Yeah. So you know, that's a tough way to lose a race. But obviously, I mean, we saw that with
happens at road courses.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, we saw that with the Cup Series with you know,
in the Indy road course.
Yeah, with Briscoe.
Exactly. So we talked about Ryan Preece earlier. He won his third modified race in a row. He tries to get back to his roots a little bit. Sentimental for him because he won on was a Saturday night, and his car owner passed away Friday night.
Yeah, Eddie Partridge.
And so sentimental race for him is obviously, but three in a row, and so he's going to try to get back in the modifieds.
What are the odds we see him back in modifieds full time within the next couple years?
I mean, it really depends because here's the thing. I think people are jumping to conclusions here. I don't know that Ricky Stenhouse is a lock to return to JTG Doherty. I mean, if I'm looking at the two of them and looking at the fact that Ryan hasn't had a charter and looking at just the performance of both drivers, I'm telling you, honestly, I'd pick Ryan over Ricky right now. And I don't know that Ricky is a lock. I think Ryan still has a shot to come back in that car if he desires to. Also wouldn't be surprised to see him get some opportunities in the truck and Xfinity series to drive winning equipment. So I'm not ready to take Ryan out of NASCAR yet, but certainly Ryan, he'll go back to modifieds in a heartbeat if he thinks that's his best opportunity to win. But I don't know what the status of that team will be now that, you know, Eddie has passed away. I don't know if they'll be able to keep racing. I know, you know, Ryan has a car of his own, but I don't know if he'd want to campaign that full time on the tour.
Yeah, and on the Stenhouse note, I think that he's signed through 2022.
Oh, he is? Mistaken. Okay. See, I thought they were.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So. And obviously we know JTG is going to a one car.
That's,
organization.
But that's,
so.
I just, okay, yeah. I didn't realize Ricky was, okay, if that's the case, then yes, so Ryan's, but I would think Ryan will get some offers because, I mean, you saw what he did when he went to the truck series and ran for DGR.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, look, I could see Ryan in, you know, the Xfinity series too. Because
absolutely.
He did so well in that series when he was running some Gibbs stuff. So.
Yeah, I found it interesting too. Everybody, all of a sudden, somebody started a rumor that DiBenedetto signed with Colleague and it was like, DiBenedetto comes out with no. So that either means it is false or it's true, and it's like we got to deny it until we can
until we
come
can,
back and say it's true.
Until we got all the details
it leaked
out.
Before it should have.
Matt sitting in his basement going, no, shoot. Yeah. I got it. Let's bring it back home a little bit. I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I do want to mention this story, this national story that happened. It happened at Friendship Motor Speedway, which is probably, 30 minutes from here where we record the show.
About an hour.
About an hour or so, local dirt track,
Elkin,
Saturday night, had a shooting happen in the pit area between races. It was a dispute between two groups of people, which are both of them are racers at the track. But The guy that ended up doing the shooting is a convicted felon. He somehow ended up getting a gun. And now he's been convicted with two counts of attempted murder with a deadly weapon, and amongst another count of assault too as well. So, just a tragic situation. Why you would bring a gun to a race? I don't know.
Not a good day at the track.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I remember when I was a little kid, first time I went to a dirt track up in New York State. Went to the pits. A younger driver came to an older driver with a tire iron. The driver's wife pulled out a gun out of her purse. And that the guy with the tire iron just turned around, walked away.
Well, times are also different now.
I've seen and been involved in many a fights in my days as being a dirt track driver, but never with a gun involved. So, just a tragic situation, and hopefully they can take the bad apple away and be able to come back into the side. I know they're getting close to the end of the season anyway, so maybe they just need a little bit of a break, kind of a refresher course, and get back on track beginning in 2022. All right, we're gonna step aside one last time and take a break. We'll come back, finish things up with Howie and the rest of the gang. This is the Inside Pass presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life, and we will be right back.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes. On Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home. But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Lynette. You're not making it work on the outside. Make sure you listen to the Inside Pass.
Well, we got a minute and 40 seconds left of our show, and I think it's been a pretty successful first show of syndication. I'm going
to
say.
We're excited. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Of course, if you're used to listening to Motorsports Madness, you've been away for a couple of weeks, so we just simply kind of rebranded things, and now it's the Inside Pass. So same people, same show, same content, just different name. And look forward to coming to you each and every week and having a good time talking racing.
We apologize that it's still us.
I was getting ready to say. We kicked Peter out tonight, but
Peter will be back next week.
We elevated tonight. We brought Howie DeCivito in back into the studio.
And we had Jack Wood in for a little bit, too.
Howie's one of our favorite guests. Yeah, Jack Wood. And, of course, Jack's PR guy brought him in a week early. So yeah. They were scheduled for next week.
But the flip side of that is that we get all the other GMS drivers now because I made him promise that we were going to get Tyler, Zane, Sheldon,
and Jack wants to come back.
Jack wants to come back.
Hopefully Howie wants to come back at some point, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe he'll walk in here next Monday night with a win.
Well, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? If you win, we'll definitely have you back on next Monday.
How to be here every week and be part of the crew.
I was going to say no one picked me. At all?
Yes, but that's the best kind of pressure on the
jinx you.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's why.
Every time I pick someone, they end up crashing, so you don't want me to pick.
It's very true. It's very true. Yeah. Is anybody pick you but Noah, then you'd be okay.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming. And
that's
thanks
how
for
much I do like you.
Thanks so for hanging out with us for the last 2 hours.
Be safe Thursday.
Thanks to Jack as well. You guys be safe. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Bristol weekend. It's going to be an awesome, fantastic weekend, and we will be here next week. More Inside Pass. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Inside Pass, powered by MyComputerCareer.edu. Training for a better life. You can be an IT professional in as little as 4 months. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation test today. For more exciting and passionate motorsports content, follow The Inside Pass on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and visit TheInsidePassLive.com. The opinions expressed by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, affiliates, or marketing partners of The Inside Pass. No part of this show may be reproduced in any manner without the expressed written consent of The Inside Pass. Thank you for listening.